something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casted out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You see it now? How can you be afraid of dark places? And you say you're walking in love. You're not walking in love. Your love has not been perfected. There is no fear in love. How can you hear noise in the night and your heart starts beating? Why? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He says fear has torment. It's a tormenting spirit. Whether it's the fear of the future, the fear of failure, the fear of sickness, the fear of darkness, whatever kind of fear it is, fear of your enemies, whatever it is, fear of death, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. When you walk in love, what is perfect love? It means I love him because he loves me. So that's love perfected. And he says, fear has no place in that kind of love. Fear has no place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at verse 17 one more time. Herein is our law made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we. He walks in love. We walk in love. As he is, so are we. Perfect love casts out fear. He says that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. We have boldness. We can approach him in the day of judgment. Whether he's talking about the last day of judgment or the several judgments that take place every day in our day, makes no difference. But we have boldness in the day of judgment. Have you settled it in your heart that you love Jesus? You say, yes, yes, yes. But you got to take one more step. You prove it. You prove it. He looks at the proof. He looks at the proof. The Bible says, if you love him that begot, you must love him that is begotten of him. In other words, if you love God, you must love God's offspring. In other words, if you love God, you must love Jesus. And Jesus said, anybody who doesn't love you doesn't love me. So you love Jesus, you must love Jesus' people. Because, man, you see Jesus in them. You love people who believe in Jesus. You love people who love Jesus. You appreciate them. That selfish love is not love. Will you condemn the others? That's not the love of God. A lot of us can have ministry if and respond like businessmen. You know what I'm talking about? Where everybody's trying to protect his own business. Everybody's a businessman. But not many understand the love of Jesus. because they do not know Him. Praise God. Why are you looking at me like that now? Shall you still hear? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh boy. Let me show you one more thing. Ready to see it? Okay. Remember, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is connected to the love of God. Connected. Fully connected. Connected to the love of God. Hallelujah. And the key is what we read in St. John's Gospel. That's a big key. The big key. And it's very, very simple to understand when we say that first Solomon was loved of God as a baby. Now, when he grew up, we noticed in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, that he loved the Lord. So, but we know that we have already been given the information that the Lord loved him. It's just like what John tells us in 1st Epistle of St. John chapter 4. Turn in there. 1st John chapter 4. Verse 10. I want you all to read verse 10. One, two, go. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't that wonderful? Read verse 19. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. So Solomon loved him because he first loved him. And that verse 10 you just read, he said, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, look at verse 11. I want you all to read that. One, two, go. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Whew. See that? How can you love your brother and steal from him? How can you love your brother and lie to cheat him? How can you love your brother and you're working with him and you have become a swindler to him? How could you do that? That's not the love of God. See? That's not the love of God. He says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Hallelujah. Here is where we are moved into God's greater blessings. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our home with him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. We will come unto him and set up our headquarters with him. That's exactly what he said. We'll come there. Set up our headquarters with him. That's how we got Christ's embassy. You got to understand. Because Papa God and Jesus set up the headquarters here through the Holy Ghost. Yeah, sure. Sure. And so we just keep moving. Why? Because the Lord is in the camp. He's not far away. He's here with us. Right in our midst. Let me show you something about God's greater blessings. Will you turn to Genesis chapter number 26? Genesis chapter 26. Let me show you something here. Woo-hoo, glory. We're talking here about the man Isaac. How he walked in God's greater blessings. You ready for this? From verse 12. Genesis chapter 26, from verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land. Now it was in the time of famine. And Isaac sowed in that land. The Bible says, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Alright? The Lord blessed him. And watch this now. The man waxed great. What's he talking about? Listen. Listen. He was already a blessed man. He was a son of Abraham. He was already a blessed man. Now he's moving to the great blessings by faith. All right? He functions in faith and he's blessed by the Lord. The man becomes great. Look at it. Verse 12 again. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, J. Allen Area, beside Assemblies of God Church Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sunday by 7:30 a.m., Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. For more inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 070-362-4395. 53 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.